If you want to hear God speak, do this. Find a quiet place, wait patiently and expectantly, and ask God to give you a picture of what he wants to say to you. Then write down God's responses to your questions. In the book of Habakkuk, the Lord commands the author, quote, write down clearly on tablets what I reveal to you so that you may read it at a glance. Habakkuk 2:2. That's how we got the book of Habakkuk. In chapter 1, Habakkuk wrote down what he said to God. In chapter 2, he wrote down what God said back to him. That's how we got the book of Psalms. Many of those Psalms came directly from David's quiet time. David meditated on the first 5 books of the Bible, the Torah, and then he wrote down his thoughts, and they're called Psalms. In many of the Psalms, he starts out with his feelings and then ends up writing down what God says. If your prayer life is stuck in a rut and you tend to pray the same things over and over, God be with this person, or bless this food, bless my body, then here's what you need to do. Start writing down your prayers. What? You mean I have to say them? That's right. Writing them down is a prayer. God can hear your thoughts. Just write them down. Is it okay to write a prayer and then read it? Of course. When you're writing it, you're praying. When you're reading, you're praying. This is called the spiritual habit of journaling, and it's one that all Christians should practice and understand. A journal is not necessarily a diary. A diary is about the things that you did. A journal is about the lessons you've learned, the mistakes you've made, and what God has taught you. Start your spiritual journey today. It will help you hear and remember what God is telling you.